Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I saw a sermon advertised, What Jesus Means to Me. But the thought struck me that this is not what we need to be preaching. What Jesus means to me is important to me, but not to anyone else. What he means to one person may be different from what he means to another. Is there a different Jesus for each person? Really, what needs to be preached is what Jesus means. It is God's intention that he mean the same to everyone. What Jesus means is revealed to us in Scripture. What he may mean to me or to someone else will not necessarily be what the Bible reveals concerning him. And while each one's relationship to Jesus is important, our task in preaching Christ is to preach what the Bible teaches and not giving some personal testimony about our subjective attitudes and concepts about what Jesus means to me. Jesus is Savior. We all sin, Romans 3:23. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6 and verse 23. Since it is not possible for me to deliver myself by myself, I need a Savior. None of my friends can save me, nor any of my family. There is no animal sacrifice that is sufficient. But Christ has provided for my salvation by his death on the cross. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans 5:8 and 9. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9 and verse 12. What does Christ mean? He means that there is a Savior for us all. And without him there is no other Savior. Acts 4 and verse 12. Christ is the hope for that which is better. Paul identified Jesus as our hope in 1 Timothy 1:1. We have hope in this life and for the life to come. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Through God's providence, we are assured the necessities of life as he sees we need them in Matthew 6 and verse 33. We benefit from all the joys and the blessings and comforts of Christian service. We have friends and Christian associates and fellowship with deity and the redeemed. And while life is not always rosy and downhill, indeed even plagued with sickness and poverty and pain and heartache, we have the teaching of the Lord that enables us to overcome evil or to accept what we cannot change and endure rather than be defeated. Because of Christ, the burdens of life are more tolerable and easier to bear. Life is better. But our great hope lies beyond this life. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. 1 John 2 and verse 25. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. 1 John 5 and verse 11. After all, this life on earth, James says, is but a vapor. And even though we all must die, Hebrews 9:27, we shall be raised, 1 Thessalonians 4. Life with God in heaven shall have no end, Revelation 22:5. Paul said, For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. The writer of Hebrews reminded brethren, knowing that we have in heaven a better and an enduring substance, Hebrews 10:34. What we may sacrifice here in this life shall be replaced a hundredfold. Indeed, heaven is a better place, and this is our hope, and it is because of Christ. Christ is also the example and leader. The roads of life may have many treacherous pitfalls and stumbling blocks and snares and traps set by the devil. Jeremiah warned, It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps, Jeremiah 10:23. We need a leader, friend. We need a guide through life. The way at times is dark and we have no light of our own, we look to another, and that is Christ. Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, Peter wrote. Jesus extends to all the invitation to come and follow me, because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. We're not led out into the wilderness of life and left alone and stranded. We have the light of Christ. Simeon, when he saw the Christ child, he said, a light to the Gentiles, a glory to Israel. Proverbs 3 and verse 6 teaches, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Christ not only tells us of the way, but shows us the way. He set the example for us to follow. He did no sin, neither was there guile found in his mouth. 1 Peter 2 and verse 22. And so we need not fear as we travel with Christ. There is a true story of a boy who was walking home with his father late one evening. And as they approached the railroad and the little dark station house nearby, he was reminded of all the ghost stories that had been circulated among the children. And the boy asked his father, Daddy, are you afraid? And the father replied, No, son, I'm not afraid. Are you? Upon hearing the reassurances of his father, now with a stronger and more confident voice, the boy responded, I'm not afraid either. Friend, we have a father that's not afraid, and we have no need for fear when we walk with Christ. And we need strength day by day. And who is the source of that strength? Christ is our strength. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, Philippians 4:13. Human strength can accomplish just so much. It is limited and very insufficient for so many things. And while the Lord does not provide some kind of miraculous energy for us, we are motivated, provoked, and encouraged. Indeed, we are helped through the teaching of His Word to do better than otherwise we could or would. With His help, given through His providence, we can accomplish the good that He expects from us. The psalmist said, Be of good courage, He shall strengthen thy heart. Our Lord is ever with us in our Christian task. Through His Word, we receive the help we need. In answer to our prayers, we are recipients of His blessings. In ways that we may not be able to notice or even comprehend, the Lord is a shield from evil, a protector from real harm, a source of cheer and consolation. As the Hebrew writer said, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. There are times that come in life when we feel so useless and so inadequate. We think that we're failures, and despair grips our heart. But as we read the Word of God, we are motivated to press on toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, like Paul, Philippians 3 and verse 4. Has not the Word of God raised our ideals and our goals in life? Has it not shown us the better way to live than we would have known and discovered for ourselves? Is it not true that in the Bible we learn of life's purposes and intentions? Indeed, because of Christ, life has a meaning, and we will not fail through Him. Again, Christ is man's advocate and man's intercessor, that is, to those who come to Him and benefit from His salvation offer. He ever liveth to make intercession for me and for others, Hebrews 7:25. In fact, He is the one through whom we make our approach to the Father, isn't He? It is as if He is pleading our case and our cause before the Father on our behalf. The Father will hear His Son, and His Son is interceding for each Christian. There is no other that could so effectively intercede, inasmuch as He understands us. He's been tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin, Hebrews 4:15. He took on the fashion of man and lived upon this earth. Nobody can ever say to Christ, You just don't understand because you've not lived here. Now, many of our fellow human beings cannot fully understand and sympathize with us, but Christ can and does. He knows the hearts of all people. He knows their weaknesses, their motives, their strengths, their shortcomings. Who is in a better position to be the advocate that man needs than Jesus the Christ? What a joy it will be when we stand before God in judgment, having confessed the name of Christ while we live here on this earth, and then have him confess us before the angels of God. And we have his promise that he will do that very thing, because he will be with us. There's a song that we sing in our worship that has the phrase, "Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him, I would fall." The song concludes, "He's my friend. He's not like other friends that we may have in this life, because none can exceed him. He watches over us day and night, knowing the times of our failings, but also the times when we succeed in resisting temptation, and when we've done good, and when we're striving nobly in his name." Friend, there's no way for me to know what Jesus means to you or some other. I know what he means to me. But more importantly, I know what God would have him to mean to each one of us. And the beautiful part is that he will be all these things that we've discussed to whosoever will come to him. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.